Good morning. Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, entitled NABWIC Talks. And today we will be talking about the Cardoza TransTech Academy Industry Day, hosted by the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Lockheed Martin, and TransTech Academy, and many, many, many other sponsors and participants. And at this time, please sit back and enjoy our show. Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Rachel Moore calling in from North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and we are super excited to have each and every one of you on this morning. We have a very, very, very exciting show lined up where we will be speaking to panelists that attended Industry Day just a few weeks ago at Cardoza Senior High School right there in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. We're super excited to be on, and we'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our show this morning. You are listening to NABWIC Talks. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we definitely welcome you to our show today. Feel free to jump on another line, call a friend, send them the number, and have them call in to listen, or you can listen live right now from your browser at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC, or just go to blogtalkradio.com and search NABWIC. There you can listen to this show live, but also you can go back and listen to many of our exciting archived shows. We also invite you to go over and visit our website. That's www.nabwic.org. There you'll have an opportunity to learn more about the organization, maybe join the email list, join the organization, and even be a guest on one of our future shows. Now, today, again, we have an exciting show where we will be speaking with panelist Deborah Thompson right out of the Jacksonville, Florida area. You'll learn more about her, what she does there in Jacksonville, how she is connected to the construction industry or related field, and how she is connected to Industry Day. Also, you'll be hearing from Tanya Marvel, right out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, along with Sheila Jones. And then also our leader and founder, Ann McNeil, from the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. She'll be on today, also giving lots of information. So we welcome each and every one of you to our show this morning. And again, we are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our show. So let's just jump right out there and get started. I want to first go out and say good morning to Tanya. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, Rachel. Thank you. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing excellent. Listen, we are so glad to have you on. You're a first-time guest, and we're excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing out there in the D.C. Area.
Well, we are the Unity Bridge, and the Unity Bridge is an organization that is working with nonprofit organizations, helping them with branding, fundraising, and other initiatives.
Thank you for that, Tanya. I want to reach out to Ann. Good morning, Ann, in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area.
Good morning, Rachel. And again, this is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives. And thank you for hosting our show for NABWIC today.
Good morning. I'm so glad, and we've been so blessed to have you on this morning. I'm also looking to reach out to Ms. Sheila Jones out in the Washington, D.C. area. Good morning, Sheila. I'm working to open her line. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning, Rachel.
There you are. Good morning, Sheila. We are on live. We're so glad to have you on this morning. Just want to welcome you to the show. Share a little bit about us, your company. About yourself, your company, and what you're up to out there in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area.
Okay. My name is Sheila Jones. My company is SIAM Group. I'm the principal and lead consultant, and what we do, we are advisors to CEOs and their executive teams, and what we do is facilitate business transactions and source resources for them.
Awesome. We are definitely blessed to have you on. And lastly, I just want to give it a try. I want to say good morning to Ms. Deborah Thompson out in the Jacksonville, Florida area. Deborah, good morning. Okay, so we'll just be getting started with Sheila this morning, Sheila Jones and McNeil, and also Tanya Marble. And again, our topic for this morning is to kind of go over a few of the key points of Industry Day and what that's all about. But first, we want to share a little bit with you about our organization, NABWIC. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of black women in construction, and our founder is on the line this morning, Ms. Ann McNeil, and I'm really, I'd really like you to go ahead and share with our listeners this morning what NABWIC's purpose is and really what the goal is.
Thank you, Rachel. Well, our vision for NABWIC is, as the National Association of Black Women in Construction, our vision is to encourage junior high school, and college age, and young women to consider the construction industry as a career and as a profession. And we also want to serve as a support group for existing African-American women who are in the construction industry, and we serve that in that capacity to help with networking and marketing and branding and advocating and just helping each other to build a better, stronger business by building better, stronger lives. And one of the ways that we have found to do that is by doing industry days, such as the one that we're involved with at Cadoza High School in Washington, D.C., and we have other industry days that we're looking forward to implementing in other cities.
Thank you, Ann. Tell us a little bit about the history of Industry Day. How did it get up and running? What's it about?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
No problem. And we'd like you to share a little bit about Industry Day. Tell us a little bit about the history and what the vision is.
Well, the vision of Industry Day, the history actually started, a friend of mine, Tony Renetta Roy, introduced me to Mrs. McCall, who is over TransTech Academy, maybe about 5 or 6 years ago while we were traveling, and she encouraged us to consider looking at seeing how we may be able to work together. And since our vision for NABWIC is to help black girls in particular, if you will, African-American young girls to enter this industry, and many of our members as NABWIC members are involved in the construction, architectural, engineering, the transportation area, and aviation, we were a natural fit to look at creating our first industry day at Cardoza High School to share opportunities with her students and the different sectors for bringing together the entrepreneurs, the corporations, and the governmental agencies, in addition to the professional associations, so that the students could talk and meet and be mentored and discussions about the future careers in these different industries in addition to entrepreneurship in these different industries. And that was really the beginning of our industry day involvement.
Wow, you know, I know that it has been very, very exciting as it has evolved. opportunities for the business women to come together, get to know each other, work more closely with each other, but also exposing the youth to the opportunities and what's available in our amazing industry. You know, right now I want to go right out to Sheila Jones. Sheila, I know that so many of the young people that are there, they're excited about Industry Day. They look forward to it, and there's so much that they learn. Well, I want you to talk with us a little bit about the benefits of the student participation in Industry Day.
I would be glad to, Rachel. To TransTech Academy and the Academy of Construction and Design, their product is the student. That's their product. And in return, the student benefits from a program such as Industry Day in that, number one, they get the opportunity to interact with working professionals from the disciplines of construction, transportation, engineering, and aviation. These individuals give them an opportunity to find out about the many varied types of careers that are available in these industries. Typically, if you are a student, probably your knowledge of an industry is very narrow. You may think of one or two or maybe three possible careers. And as we know, there are many, many, many careers. So that opportunity presents itself. Also, it gives the student the opportunity to be able to link their STEM curriculum, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, that academic curriculum, to the practical applications that are required by the leaders in the construction and transportation industries. Thirdly, they get an opportunity to inquire about internships, as well as to find out more information about what the possible employment opportunities are in the various careers that they're considering. So there are others that I could go on, but for sake of time, I think those are the three primary benefits to the students.
Okay, well, Sheila, you know, we know that so many organizations and business owners and leaders participate just to have that contact with the students or to expose them to what is available in their futures. Talk to us a little bit about the organizations that got involved.
Well, this year, which is the third year for Industry Day, we had 32 different organizations participate, and that was from a cross-section of government, nonprofits, and private industry. I can't obviously name all 32 organizations, but some were government, USDOT, Navy, Army, Smithsonian, NASA, some of the trade associations that were involved, the Airport Council International North America, Metropolitan Airport Authority, the U.S. High-Speed Rail Association, a co-corporate partner was Lockheed Martin. We had DeLon Hampton Associates, an engineering firm, AUD Engineering. Some of the small businesses that supported were AIM Business Solutions, McRae Funds, Heuristic Enterprises, and I could go on and on. There, out of the 32 firms that participated, there were actually 70 persons that acted as facilitators, panelists, or monitors. So the event continues to grow, and one of the observations I have made being involved for 2 years of the three, that probably 80% of the participants are repeats.
Wow. That's incredible. You know, that really goes to the success and the growth of the event and how people are really being able to take in its value. Sheila, how many how has that part of it grown?
Okay, we had approximately 200 students that participated in the program.
Amazing. So I'm sure everyone listening in right now can see the benefit reaching that number of students with that many leaders in the profession. I'm sure we can see the future of where this could really go. You know, as we continue, I want everyone to know that we will invite you to become a part of the conversation. If you are listening from your browser, just know that you can dial in and become a part of the conversation by just dialing 714-459-3918. And when you do that, if you want to share or introduce yourself or ask a question or comment, just press 1. We'll open your line. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Again, we're talking with Ms. Sheila Jones and also Tanya Marble from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and also our founder and leader, Anne McNeil, calling in this morning from the Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. What I'd like to do is just ask a question to any of our panelists. Let me know which one of you can respond. I'm sure that so many leaders in the industry right now are listening to the show right now. They'll be listening in the future days, weeks, and months to the archive show. They're going to want to know how they can get involved. If a business or organization has not participated before, how can someone become a future participant or sponsor next year? Who would be the best person to answer that for me?
Anne, why don't you take that one?
All right, thank you, Sheila, and also thank you, Rachel, for the question. I think one of the first steps in doing that is if anybody who's interested, you can go to our website at www.nabwic.org. That is www.nabwic.org. for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And the information is on our website. There's forms there that you can complete and let us know if you're interested in being a presenter or a sponsor or a partner with our organization in helping us to help Transtech have another very, very, very successful industry day. And actually, we're already making the plans for our industry day for 2013, which will be the third Thursday in May in 2013. Thank you.
Awesome.
If I could add to Anne's comments on that, we will be developing a landing page for Industry Day. So once you go to our website, it will direct you to that page, which will have information pertaining to Industry Day from the past, some of the photos, the purpose of Industry Day, and also there you would have the opportunity to let us know that you would like to be a sponsor or how you would like to participate in our Industry Day for 2013. I was remiss in not mentioning some of the construction companies. This is the first year that we've done this in collaboration with the Academy of Construction and Design. And as you know, Cardoza has closed and is being rebuilt. And we were very fortunate to have the general contractor for that project, Siegel, be a major sponsor and participant, and also many of the firms that are working with them, such as Paradigm Electrical, Heller Electrical, Grimm, Parker Architects. Those are just a few, but that was a very, very exciting and new addition to Industry Day to have that academy participate as a collaborative partner.
Thank you so much for that, Sheila and Anne. You know, we really are blessed to have one of the participants on this morning, Ms. Tanya Marble. And if you would just come on and kind of share what being involved was like for you and what you really think some of the benefits of becoming a participant or sponsor with Industry Day. What do you think some of those benefits are? Tanya, good morning. Okay, we may have lost Tanya. Is there anyone who can go ahead and share the benefits of participating from the perspective of a business owner or organization?
Rachel, could you repeat the question I'm having? This is Ann. I'm having just a little problem hearing you.
Oh,
and
my apologies.
I couldn't hear.
You can hear fine, Sheila?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't hear the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm wanting to reach out to those that participated from the perspective of being an organization or a business owner. What do you feel are some of the benefits of participating in Industry Day and having that opportunity to reach out and connect with the students?
Rachel, this is Ann McNeil. I want to direct that to Tanya Marble if she's still on the line, because she was one of the newest businesses that came in and volunteered to help us to execute the day. She just kind of stepped in, and on behalf of NABWIC, I want to thank her for her help and her willingness to do that, and if she could answer that question in terms of the potential benefits to her as an organization that's a not-for-profit that's now involved in volunteering to help us to build this organization.
I'm happy to answer the question. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes. Good morning, Tanya.
Hello, good morning. Again, I want to congratulate the National Association of Black Women in Construction and Lockheed Martin for putting on a fantastic program for the students of TransTech Academy. It was an amazing experience for me. I had no idea what I was going to experience in volunteering, and that's why it's really important to me to show up and assist where I can, wherever God sends me, to be of service, because I never know where my blessings are going to come from. And I was truly blessed by the what I saw that day. You know, so I had the opportunity for myself to see, you know, what actually took place during the event, you know, and it was just amazing to see how the students, They were glowing and excited, and they handled themselves wonderfully, and the participants were just so loving and giving. And I just I was convinced, I was hooked, that even though I'm not in the construction industry myself, that I had to get involved with NABWIC. I wanted to participate. I wanted the Unity Bridge to be a bridge and connect itself to such an organization. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, Lockheed Martin. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day for me.
Thank you, Tanya. And we are so glad to welcome you to our organization. We really appreciate all of your involvement. You know, everyone listening, we really want you to know that our goal is to grow this organization. We are growing nationwide. So make sure you go by our website, www.nabwic.org, learn more about the organization, and consider getting involved. With that, I'd like to go over to Ann McNeil. And if you could, share, as a visionary behind this organization, if you can take a moment to share the benefits of becoming a member of NABWIC. And that's the benefits of each professional that's out there listening right now. How do they benefit, but also the students? by becoming a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction? Ann, good morning. Are you able to hear me?
Rachel, I can. I'm not sure. Ann,
please forgive me. I was on mute. Could you repeat that question, please, Rachel? I texted you earlier. But anyway, could you repeat the question, please?
Yes, no problem, Ann. Just wanting to ask you, what do you see as some of the benefits? And I'd like anyone else directly at the end that would like to share also in this question some of the benefits of becoming a member of NABWIC. The benefit to students and also to the other professional organizations and the other professional businesses out there that are in our field or in a related field.
Okay, thank you for the question, and my apologies for the delay. I want to bring it back to NABWIC and answering your question, and I also want to thank Tanya and Sheila about mentioning those who were involved, because we sponsored this with a co-sponsor, which was Lockheed Martin. And as we know, Lockheed is one of the largest companies, if you will, in the world as relates to transportation and also aviation related. And as far as a NABWIC membership and why, when we look at the benefits that all of our NABWIC women had in being involved with Industry Day and volunteering, what better opportunity do you have to build relationships with individuals from organizations such as Lockheed Martin? What opportunities, better opportunities, could any of us have in being able to have access to the AMAC Association members, which represent aviation and minorities in aviation and concessions and retail in airports all over the world? They were there. What better benefits could a NABWIC member have than being able to be involved with organizations like ACINA worldwide? And they represent all of the airports all over the world. They were there. What better opportunity could we have as a NABWIC benefit than being involved with the AIA Association, which represents the Institute of Architects all over the world? They were there. I mean, I could go on and on and on of organizations and individuals that were there. That's a NABWIC benefit. And we worked as NABWIC members and NABWIC volunteers for months and months and months at a time under the leadership of Sheila Jones in helping to plan another successful industry day to help us come together in support of students. But in the process of doing that, we were benefited as NABWIC members. And so many of the individuals went online and they became members of NABWIC. And, I mean, I could go on and on and on, Sheila, because as you know, Sheila and Tanya and Rachel and all of our callers, because this subject is very, very close to my heart. And when you think about the fact that people do business with people that they know, like, and trust, and when we create an environment and an opportunity, we being NABWIC, when we're able to create an environment and an opportunity for people in the construction and construction-related industry to come together and get to know, like, and trust each other, what comes out of that are friendships, acquaintances, contracts, and profits. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, it sure does. We'll be hearing from Deborah Thompson out of the Jacksonville, Florida area in just a moment. But I'd like to know, Sheila or Tanya, would you all like to add to what Ann is sharing about the benefits, either from a professional standpoint or the benefits to the students as it relates to becoming a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction?
Well, I think Ann covered it very adequately for the business for a student to have an opportunity to be engaged with a coalition of professionals in the construction and construction-related industries, which, again, the same tagline that Ann likes to say, people like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. It would be the same for, I think, an employer who's looking for an intern or a prospective employee, that they would look to a pool of individuals that they know, like, and trust. So it gives that student the opportunity to begin to develop the relationship with individuals in specific companies or trade associations or government agencies that they perhaps are looking for an opportunity for an internship or even prospective employment.
I agree. And also, Tanya, is there anything you'd like to add or share on that topic?
The only thing I'd like to add is anyone out there that is listening in that is not in the construction field, don't let that be the deterrent. It is a wonderful, wonderful organization, and, you know, it is an opportunity to give back to the community, and that's what NABWIC is doing.
Amazing. So what we like to do, ladies and gentlemen, is just go ahead and open up the line to a few of you who have been listening in and also spreading the word of our organization. Now, what I'm going to do is just invite you to share by calling the last four digits of the phone number that you're calling in from. And so we have a listener that has been waiting to share, calling in from 3403. Go ahead and introduce yourself. We welcome you to our show this morning. Go ahead and introduce yourself, caller 3403, and share with us your question or comment. Thank you. What about caller 0024? Caller 0024, would you like to jump in and share?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. This is NABWIC Talks, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We welcome you to our show. If you have a question, please introduce yourself or if you have a comment, and just direct it to someone specifically. We thank you for joining in this morning.
Well, good morning. My name is Ramayo Rodriguez. I came a little bit late on the conversation. I heard you talking about industry day.
Exactly.
You're saying it's going to be online. Is it going to post the date and time that it's going to occur?
She's asking about, thank you for that question, next year's industry day. The date and the time is when we go over to NABWIC.org. Is that information that Ann shared earlier in the show, is that available there?
Yes, it should be online, but it's not, Rachel. It's the third Thursday in May 2013.
Rachel, can I make a comment? This is Ann McNeil, please.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I think Ms. Vilmaida Rodriguez just brought up a very important point, because our listening audience may not realize that Industry Day was held on May 10th, 2012, at Cordoza High School in Washington, D.C. And so what we're discussing are comments and benefits from that industry day that was held on May 10th in Washington, D.C. at TransTech Academy.
Thank you for that, Ann. And any other listeners that are online this morning, you definitely can call 714-459-3918
or if you've already called in and you'd like to add a question or a comment to one of our panelists, just go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. This morning we're speaking with Sheila Jones, Tanya Marble, and Ann McNeil. We have a caller out of the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area, caller 4564. I'd like to invite you to share. Caller 4564, welcome to our show this morning. Would you like to add a question or a comment to our discussion this morning?
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, no, we just had her ringing on the phone, so I'm not sure what that was. But you can go ahead and proceed, Rachel, please. Hello, Rachel, are you there?
I'm sorry. To all of our listeners, we want you to be clear that you can always go back and listen to this show. It will be archived right there on www.blogtalkradio.com/NAPIC. You can forward it, share it on Facebook, tweet. You know, we say over and over, post and repost, tweet and retweet, email and share. I'd like to give each of our panelists an opportunity to say something in closing, and then we can go ahead and end our show this morning. We're so glad that we had so many listeners. Tanya, would you like to just kind of share something now as we wrap up?
Well, it's been my pleasure to be a member, become a member. I'm probably one of the newest members of NABWIC. And in the short time that I have been involved, it has been an amazing experience. I've met so many wonderful people, and it's just been great to understand the mission and the vision of Ann McNeil's organization. It's really good to be involved.
Thank you, Tanya. We are more than glad to have you add to the organization, and we see a great future with that. Over to you, Sheila.
I would like to say, as the chair for Industry Day for the last 2 years, I am constantly pleased as I see the event evolving and also supporting one of my beliefs, that regardless of your size, that you can make a difference. NABWIC is a relatively new organization, but this is just one example of how our organization is making a difference. The students are already connecting with organizations, securing internships. There were one or two that were actually offered on site. So when you observe those types of activities, it encourages you, and as I said, it validates one of my beliefs that regardless of who you are or your size, you can make a difference.
Oh, thanks for that, Sheila. And before we go over to Ann, I want to jump out to caller 1317. 1317 in the Atlanta area. Would you like to add a quick comment or question?
Yes, my name is Kim, and I am a Maverick member. And I wanted to just say this morning, back to the discussion with Lockheed, for the students that had missed Industry Day, do y'all have, is there a way for the other students that by hearing your program this morning where they can contact someone in order to get information on the program itself?
I can take that. Kim, I'd like to give you my phone number, which is, if you can write, my phone number is 786-546-0184, and I'll repeat that. My cell phone number is 786-546-0184. 0184, and this is Ann McNeil. And if you give me a call off the line, I can share someone from Lockheed's information with, sound like you have a student in particular, and what I'd like to do is put you in touch with someone from Lockheed and also someone from TransTech Academy that may be able to help your student, because this is a wonderful opportunity, and we really thank you for asking that question, and also we thank you for your NAVRA membership.
Awesome. So, Ann, we're going to go ahead and wrap up our show this morning. I think it has been an amazing show. Before I do the close, I'd like to invite you to kind of share a few of your closing comments.
Well, I want to go back and thank, and I mean, Sheila can help me with this, but I want to make sure we thank over and over and over our sponsors, because Industry Day would not have been possible without all of our sponsors. And one sponsor in particular, Robin Deal, one of our NAVWIC members, stepped up to the plate and became a sponsor this year for the event. And without her doing that, you know, the day would not have been possible. She was intricately involved with the planning and execution of Industry Day and supporting Sheila and the organization last year. And this year she showed up in a very different way as a major sponsor for the day. And so, as Sheila said, it does not matter the size, small or large, every dollar counts, and we really appreciate everybody participating and also sponsoring. But finally, I want to just suggest to all of us that one of the benefits that came out of Industry Day for those of us who did the planning and those who were participants, we, for the first time with intention this year, we had a reception after the event last year, but this year we did it in a very strategic kind of way. And it's amazing the benefits that we all received just by taking time with each other after Industry Day was over and just sharing opportunities and possibilities and contracts and just building relationships with each other as presenters. And now we brought all of that together with the help of Lockheed and TransTech Academy. So I just want to thank all of our listeners and ask you to please share this information. Consider going online and joining us at www.navwic, that's NAVWIC.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne. And again, post and repost, tweet and retweet, email and share. We definitely want to get the word out about NAVWIC and what it is doing right now across the country. So again, I'd like to invite each and every one of our listeners this morning to go by the website as Ann just suggested, www.navwic.org. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. And we are so glad you're listening in this morning. You know, when you visit our website, you will have the opportunity to join our email list, become a part of the organization, learn more about the organization, and possibly be a guest on one of our future shows. Well, you'll have the opportunity to share more about your company, share more about yourself, your journey, and really expose people to who you are and what you are doing out there in the industry or in one of the related fields. We also want to take this last moment to thank each and every one of our guests this morning for being a part of this show. And we definitely want to invite you, Tanya Marvel, to be a part of our of one of our future shows where we will be have the opportunity to really feature you and really share your journey. But our guest this morning, we really want to thank you. That's Sheila Jones, Tanya Marvel, and Ann McNeil. And we really want to thank Deborah Thompson, too, for desiring to be a part of the show. And we're really not sure technically what happened. But if you're listening, Deborah, we still want to thank you also. And we really did miss you this morning. And we want to thank all of our listeners. Thank you for being a part of our show this morning. Those of you that asked questions, gave comments, thanks for participating. And again, go to your Facebook website, spread the word, post and repost, tweet and retweet, email and share. This is Rachel Moore signing off.
Rachel,
this morning
Rachel.
From-
So, Rachel, before you sign off, next week's show is Ms. McCall talking about Industry Day and Transtech, and I'm sorry I forgot to mention that, Sheila and I.
Yeah.
So if we could definitely promote that, yes, please forgive me. I know you were in full stride as you were in full stride.
That's great. That's why the talk show to jump in, because especially with important information that all of our listeners need and can use. And so go ahead and share who we will be featuring next week, next Wednesday morning at 8:30.
Sheila can do that. Thank you, Sheila.
Okay, we will have Shirley McCall, who is the coordinator for Transtech Academy, and Shelley Kareem, who is the coordinator for the Academy of Construction and Design. Both are schools within Cardoza High School. So we're very pleased to have them on next week.
Thank you, Sheila. And our listener, Kim, I'm sure you definitely would want to attend that show where you'll be able to call in and ask more questions about those firms. And so thanks. I'm glad you guys jumped in to make sure the word got out about that, because everyone will be posting and reposting, tweeting and retweeting, emailing and sharing. And it's good to be able to let them know who will be on next week. Listeners, we're on every Wednesday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Spread the word. This is Rachel Moore signing off from North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Thanks for listening in this morning. Have a great and productive day.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, ladies.